Pennsylvania, Virginia governors float Clements, Christie as PJM board candidates, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro or D and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, or R have requested that PJM consider former FERC commissioners Mark Christie, or R and Allison Clements, or D to fill two vacant seats on the RTO's Board of Managers. Last month, we joined seven of our fellow governors in urging PJM to begin to restore purpose and vision for the organization, independent from the wishes of any particular sector, by tapping nationally respected leaders to fill the two vacant board seats, the governors wrote in a letter to the RTO on August 11. That diverse group of governors strongly urged PJM to appoint a bipartisan slate of energy luminaries, recently retired FERC Chairman Mark Christie and former FERC Commissioner Allison Clements. Nine governors signed on to a July 16 letter to PJM calling for a process for states to nominate candidates to the board and requesting a meeting with the RTO's nominating committee. Virginia Energy Director Glenn Davis attended the members' committee's meeting to reiterate the governor's concerns, saying they had candidates in mind. Christie and Clements are widely respected leaders who understand the problems facing PJM and the region, Shapiro and Youngkin wrote. They have the independence and know-how to chart a principled new direction for the organization. We believe their appointments will begin to restore transparency and accountability to decision-making at PJM. They argued that PJM's stakeholder process, with more than 1,000 voting members and requiring a supermajority for action, has resulted in a stalemate in recent years, requiring the Board of Managers to take unilateral action, which they suggested contributed to the ouster of two board members in May, including Chair Mark Takahashi. The nine governors also seek to create an association to engage in dialogue between their offices and PJM leadership. They plan to hold a technical conference September 23 at the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia to discuss organizational and market reforms at PJM. Shapiro and Youngkin wrote that failing to consider candidates recommended by the governors would undermine confidence in PJM's governance. As governors from different parties, we have points of disagreement on energy policy, but we are united by the need to get PJM back on track to fixing the problems we collectively face, they wrote. By working together with a diverse, bipartisan coalition of governors, we are committed to solving these collective problems and to ensuring that the citizens of our states and the region receive the affordable, reliable power that they deserve. Christie left FERC on August 8 after serving for more than 4 years, including being chair since January 20. Clements served from late 2020 until June 30, 2024, when she was replaced by Commissioner Judy Chang. She now works as a senior advisor for the consultancy Capstone, as a partner with digital infrastructure advisory firm ASG, and as principal of 804 Advisory. Neither could be reached for comment.